California Governor Gavin Newsom has a tough message about efforts to contain coronavirus in California.
We're not out of this first wave. We're not into the second wave. We're not out of the first wave. And we are experiencing and have experienced just over the last 14 days some 35.6% of all of the cases, 46,000 plus new cases.
The governor admits the increased numbers aren't good news, but aren't a total shock. The state had expected to see increased numbers with the start of the reopening of the economy.
We've always prepared for a surge. We have surge capacity identified. We anticipated the likelihood as we reopened of these numbers increasing, and they have. And I'm confident, in the course of the next few weeks and months, that we have run scenarios and have procured strategies and we'll be able to implement strategies to do a lot more if need be.
Governor Newsom says they always knew it would be a balancing act between safety and the economy.
We've been concerned from day one about the spread of this virus. We've taken it very seriously. We're the first state in the nation to do a stay-at-home order. But at a certain point, when you have 5.7 million people that have filed unemployment insurance, a certain point when people can't get preventative care, a certain point when unemployment rates are the highest they've been since the Great Depression, a certain point you have to realize and rationalize the issues of the social determinants of health, the issues of poverty, the issues related to hunger also cause disease and have a profound health impact. And so one has to be mindful of that as well.
Still, the governor says the increased numbers are worrisome.
Total number of cases are going up in the state of California. Total number of positive cases relative to total number of people tested is going slightly up. Hospitalizations are starting to go up. Number of ICU patients has also seen an increase, a little more modest than hospitalizations, but nonetheless an 11% increase over a 14-day period.
The news about what's happening statewide comes as we've seen a surge in new coronavirus cases in the central and south coasts as well. It's possible we could top the 5,000 mark in the region today. There are currently 4,918 cases. Santa Barbara County has 2,446. About 1,000 of them are linked to the federal prison complex in Lompoc. Ventura County has 2,030 cases. In San Luis Obispo County, 442. Most people have already recovered. There have been 70 deaths in the region, mostly older adults with pre-existing health conditions. Santa Barbara County is one of 11 counties on a state watch list for not meeting certain reopening milestones. In the county's case, the number of new cases per 100,000 is too high. The state says the county's figure is currently at 96 per 100,000, and the state says the county's increased hospitalization rate of nearly 15% is unacceptable. The county reacted to the increases by freezing the next phase of reopenings, which includes personal care services like nail salons and massages. Dr. Mark Galley is secretary of the state's Health and Human Services Agency. He says the only way to control coronavirus is by people cooperating and following safety guidelines. He gives an example of what can happen when one infected person isn't isolated.
One person within 5 days can infect up to 2.5 other people, which may not seem like a lot, but when you stretch that out to 30 days, we're talking about over 400 new people exposed and infected. And that 400, those 400 individuals go on to infect even more, and we begin to see quite a radical and steep increase in the number of cases, which then leads to a radical and steep increase in the number of hospitalizations as well as ICUs.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
We are still in the first wave of this pandemic. To again remind ourselves the power and potency of our individual decision making, our ability to bend this curve, ultimately to bend it down until we have a vaccine, until we are in a position to turn the page on COVID-19. It's your individual decision making that will determine our fate and future.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.